Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this week's final edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And today we are in Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 12, where some of the followers in Rome believed that it was wrong to eat meat, and others were saying that certain foods should only be eaten on certain days. Paul says that there will be differences among God's people, but all the believers need to be accepting of one another and not judge each other. And God's saving word for us all this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but do not argue with them about their personal opinions. Some people's law allows them to eat anything, but the person who is weak in faith eats only vegetables. The person who will eat anything is not to despise the one who doesn't, while the one who eats only vegetables is not to pass judgment on the one who will eat anything. For God has accepted that person. Who are you to judge the servants of someone else? It is their own master who will decide whether they succeed or fail. And they will succeed because the Lord is able to make them succeed. Some people think that a certain day is more important than other days, while others think that all days are the same. We each should firmly make up our own minds. Those who think highly of a certain day do so in honor of the Lord. Those who will eat anything do so in honor of the Lord, because they give thanks to God for the food. Those who refuse to eat certain things do so in honor of the Lord, and they give thanks to God. We do not live for ourselves only, and we do not die for ourselves only. If we live, it is for the Lord that we live. And if we die, it is for the Lord that we die. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For Christ died and rose to life in order to be the Lord of the living and of the dead. You then, who eat only vegetables, why do you pass judgment on others? And you who eat anything, why do you despise other believers? All of us will stand before God to be judged by Him. For the Scripture says, as surely as I am the living God, says the Lord, everyone will kneel before me, and everyone will confess that I am God. Every one of us then will have to give an account to God. And today's key verse is Romans chapter 14, verse 8, where Paul writes, if we live, it is for the Lord that we live. And if we die, it is for the Lord that we die. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. You know, beloved, growing up in the Roman Catholic Church back in the 50s and 60s, you know, back then Fridays were a day that you do not eat meat, and so we would eat fish. For some reason, the fish meat is not the same as regular meat. And so every one of the Catholic churches, their men's group, the Knights of Columbus, would go ahead and every Friday they would cook up a big batch of fish and chips, they called it, fish and chips. That was actually French fries. And then after Vatican II, then they kind of backed off that. And that was really too bad because, you know, I really liked having fish and chips on Friday. But, you know, this is an example of saying, oh, this is a special day and on this day we should only eat this food. And that is fine. You can do that all you want. But if you do, don't look down on others who don't agree with you. And to the others who don't agree with you, and they will eat whatever they want on whatever day of the week it is, they are not to be judgmental of the ones who choose to eat fish on Friday. Because whatever we do, we all do it as unto the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, knowing that I belong to you fills me with joy. Help me not to be quick to judge others, and teach me to treat with respect those whose opinions differ from mine. Guide my words and actions this day so that all I say and do is pleasing in your sight and gives glory and honor to you. Amen. Well, that brings our Friday morning and even our week together to an end, beloved. Hope to see you in church on Sunday. But if you can't make the Facebook page or any other one of the different ways that it is available to participate in our service, then I hope to see you again on Monday morning when we will be reading Romans chapter 14, verses 13 through 23, where the Apostle Paul admonishes the believers not to act in ways that may cause others to fall into sin. Until we meet again, beloved, may God richly bless you. God bless.